We're in the middle, hopefully getting better. I don't sound like myself, but we'll do our best. Okay, Yud Aleph on the base. About five lines from the bottom. Meryon Bray de Rabbi Umar Bray de Rav Acha Bray de Rava Havilu Ahu Gamla de Sura Bahadi Adadi. These two people shared an oxen. They had two oxen, when each one owned one, and they worked together. They were on the same team, under the same yoke. Yisrei Bei Milsa B'mar Brei D'Rav Acha Brei D'Rava. One of them became an Avel. So therefore, Upaskel Gamla, he cut off, he took off his ox from the yoke. So the other one was left high and dry. The other one, you can't do work by itself. So because he was an Avel, he took his ox off. Amar Avashi, Gavra D'Rava, K'mar Brei D'Rav Acha Avel Achi. How could you do such a thing? Fine, you yourself don't want to do malacha on when you're an avel. But what about your friend? You're causing your friend loss by taking your ox off of the yoke. So we just had a brisa yesterday that if you have, let's say you're a head of in charge of donkeys or camels and something was arranged before Yantif, then you let him go, even though you're an avel, even though you're in Shiva. So to hear, why do you take your ox off? It was already given to somebody else. It was already doing work and you're causing somebody else a loss. So the husavar, so why did he do it? Adam Chashuv Shaini. He thought he was an Adam Chashuv. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was in a different category. We'll talk more about Adam Chashuv a little bit later. But now this just says Adam Chashuv Shaini. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avelos discusses what if you are a Shutif in a store. Let's say you own a store with somebody. And one of the partners becomes an Avel. So the Shulchan Aruch says the store has to close. So it's a close, unknown Shulchan Aruch. Shnei Shutfim Chen Vadim She'ira Avalechad Mehem Noalim Chanusam Shlo Yasa Shutif Befar Hesya. The Shutif cannot do work. Why? Because it's a Marasayan issue, as we saw yesterday, that if you're a partner, they're going to think that you're doing work during Shiva. The other partner could do work privately in his house, etc. And if the Avel is an Adam Chashiv, then he can't even do that. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. So what exactly is manazeh? Many don't do this, it appears. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what's going on here? Why doesn't anybody hold this halacha? So he quotes, there are some, I asked around yesterday, there is a shtar mechira kind of document that some sign when they're an onain or with their relatives, a goseis, to sell the sales of that time period to their partner. That is what some do. But he says at the end, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, maybe they all consider it a davar ha'avid, and that's why they are makel in this regard. Bismanazeb arm gedolos shamizchar gadol ruba bakaf. If you close your store bismanazeb for a week, can imagine the losses. People are going to get used to going to another store. Therefore, rabbi makilim b'achida b'nei Yisrael. But umishi yochal lekayim tavol bracha. If you're able to sell the store, so then tavol bracha, and that would be something that would be good for you. Then he adds, though, if you don't really own the store together, let's say you just rent space. And you have two people who work in the same building, that work in the same storefront, then for sure it's okay. There's no problem. Because they happen to be under the same building, but they have two separate stores. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in that case, there wouldn't be a problem at all. But again, the Ikar Adin starts off that there is a type of Maris Ayin problem. Yeah?
Some cases where somebody actually runs out a space somewhere.
Yeah?
And bring in a subtenant.
If you rent out space, you bring in a subtenant, so it's not really your store. It's the tenant's store.
And
the... Right, I'm saying, but if it's in the same space, but if he has his own store, wouldn't it be a problem? If like a grocery has a bakery inside and a fish store inside and this, then it's separate. People know that it's two separate stores. There's one other tshuva to mention, and then we'll move on up to Radvaz. Vaz is an interesting tshuva. It says, let's say Reuven and Shimon live in different cities, and Reuven's father dies in Shimon's city, but Reuven doesn't know about it yet. But Shimon knows about it. But Reuven doesn't know that he's in Avelos yet. It takes a couple days for Reuven to find out. Does Shimon have to close his store before his friend is in Avelos? His friend's still working. So he has to stop working? He has to close his store yet? Or no, do you go by, when Reuven is really in Avel? So the Radvaz says in Kuf Tzadik Aleph that Shimon does not have to close his store until Reuven hears about it. And let's say it's going to take a week to get to Reuven. So Reuven's only going to be in Avel for one day. Shmua Rechoka, let's say a month. Right? So when Reuven finds out about it, he's only going to do one day of Shiva. Not Shiva. One day. So says the Radvaz, and that's the case, Shmuel Shimon doesn't have to close the store at all. Because it's one day, mixes Yom Kukulo, it's going to be Shiva for a minute. So therefore, he wouldn't have to close the store in that case. But if it's going to take a few days, so then So that is going to, he has to stop when he thinks Reuven's going to find out about it. And it's kind of, what about a suffix? Let's say you send a letter. So you don't know if the letter's going to get there. Let's say you send the shliach. He says a letter, maybe it could be mako by a shliach. You have to assume the shliach did his job. Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. And if it takes 3 days to get there, so after 3 days, Shimon has to assume Reuven knows now, and now he has to close the store. But misveka, if you didn't send the shliach, just send the letter, maybe the letter got lost. Misveka, we don't cause him to close the store, and you go lahakel in this case. But he says it goes on the din of the person becoming an avel, and not on... and not just on the din of Avelus itself, if Reuven didn't know about it. Okay, let's continue now. Top of the Amud. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Shmuel. Mekabli Kibolos. If somebody, let's do Rashi Pshat. Rashi says, we're talking now about Shabbos. Mekabli Kibolos, let's say you hired out workers to do a malacha for you, to do a project for you. Are they allowed to work on Shabbos? So you're obviously not allowed to tell a guy to work for you on Shabbos. That's a mir la'akum, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But what about if you didn't tell them to work on Shabbos? They're building something for you. They're working on your car. You gave your car in. So are they allowed to work on your car on Shabbos? So betochat chum aser, if it's within the tchum, so that everybody would be able to see that your car is being worked on Shabbos, aser, then it's aser for the guy to work, because Rashi quotes, it's min car, and we're worried that people are going to think, wow, look, he gave that car on Shabbos for the guy to fix. Chutz la tchum moder, if it's outside the tchum, not a problem, because we don't think anybody's going to see it. Not a problem. Rashi says that this is different than the case we had in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Yud Zayin about giving your wash into a non-Jewish dry cleaner before Shabbos, where it's if you didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos, then you're allowed to do it. Why? Because that nobody sees what clothes are being washed. That's not Nikar. Everybody sees suits being washed, so nobody's going to know it's yours. But if you give in your, everybody knows your car, so therefore, that's why it's going to be different, because it's a midi d'minkar. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Papa, V'yafilu chutz l'tchum lo amar nel delek amasa. The Mikra v'lahasam, when do you say outside the tchum is mutter? Only where there are no Jewish communities over there, outside the tchum. Aval ika masa, the Mikra v'lahasam aser. But if there are communities there, outside the tchum, then it's also aser. Because again, they're going to be able to go and see, and there's a Marasayan issue that it's going to be a problem. Remember, I had the Shiloh a couple weeks ago. Somebody's doing work in their house. The question is, they tell the contractor to do it and to do the job. It takes 6 months. So it'll save them a lot of time if they can work on Shabbos. A lot of people work on Shabbos. Can they work on Shabbos? If you use loud machines, that's one problem. Avshamilsa. An Avshamilsa problem, you're not allowed to have loud machines working in your rishos on Shabbos. But let's say they would only do painting on Shabbos. Let's say they'd only do, you know, quiet items on Shabbos. You're allowed to do it. So many posts say it's still a Marasayan issue. Right? If it's in the tchum, it's around Jews, to have workers doing work for you on Shabbos is a serious issue. I'm not poskening here. I'm just saying it's a serious issue. And that's exactly what our Gemara says. If there are Jews around, therefore it could be a problem. Amr Misharshi, Vechilek Amasa de Bikvala Hasam, and even if there are no Jews nearby outside the Tchum, Namilo Amr Ela B'Shabbos, V'yamim Tovim. Only on Shabbos and Yontif do we say that outside the Tchum is okay. Tzilo Shrichi and Shidaz Lel Hasam, because if it's outside the Tchum, nobody's walking there on Shabbos and Yontif. Avo B'Chol Shamoed, but in Chol Moed, the Shrichi and Shidaz Lel Hasam, Chol Moed, we take trips. We travel around. So then, Asur, then you can't even have it. Chol HaMoed, interestingly here, is even more machmir than Shabbos and Yontif, because Shabbos and Yontif, people are not traveling outside the Tchum. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. But a Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't be able to have those workers working for you even outside the Tchum, because we're worried that people are going to see. Mar Zutra, the Gemara tells a story. Mar Zutra, Rebbe Rav Nachman, Banu Le'apadna. Mar Zutra, where they were building him a palace. It's a mucker, you're allowed to have a big house. Makabli Kibolas Chus L'Tchum. So he had them work outside the Tchum, meaning it was Mekra, they did it was Mutter. Ikler of Safar Vrava Barav, who never lo'olu l'gabei. These two rabbis wouldn't go into the house. V'ikadamri, who nami lo'olu l'gabei. Some say he didn't even go into his own house. So what's the problem? Amar Shmuel Makabli Kibolos B'tochat Tchum Asad Chus L'Tchum Mutter. This was Chus L'Tchum. So why didn't they go in? Why didn't he go in? Two answers. Either Adam Chashev Shaini, in Adam Chashev has to live up to a higher standard, and even though it's Mukun Mutter Maker Adin, he shouldn't have done it, which we'll talk about more in a minute. Or maybe he, Mamish, gave them the raw materials. And if he gave him the raw materials, he felt like he had more of a chelek in it, even though he gave them materials before Shabbos. He didn't give it to them on Shabbos. But still, he felt like he had more of a chelek in what was done, and he considered this house built be'isser, and therefore his friends, or he, did not go into the house. There's halachic issues here and hashkafic issues here. So halachic issues here, the Meiri quotes that, you know, there is halacha that if a non-Jew does work for you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos at all. You have to wait till after Shabbos and the time that it would have taken for it to be done. If a non-Jew cooks something for you on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat that on Shabbos, and you have to wait after Shabbos as long as it takes for it to have gotten ready. So this second answer is saying that he felt that it was a shemitz of an isser. Shemitz that he contributed and they were working for him on Shabbos. So therefore, says the Meiri, this is the regular halacha of having a non-Jew work for you in a time when it's usser, and therefore he don't want to benefit from it. If you told him to, if Yudavka did it for you, yeah.
What if it's some kind of a public building where everybody knows that non-Jews were hired prior to Shabbos?
So if it's a public building, but they don't know the work is done for the Jew?
No, everybody knows that the workers were hired before Shabbos, and now they're to complete the project.
But everybody, you're right, that's somebody is asking me that also, in this case that I mentioned a few minutes ago. So in this case, everybody knows that if you hire a guy, contractors to work on your house, they're going to be worried that you hired them today. That's the Maris Ayin here. Well, they see them there for 6 months. They think, again, that's so there are coolers. There might be more leniencies because people know that, but still there might be just a certain issue of Maris Ayin having workers work for you on Shabbos. The Margalis Ashas here quotes a story from the Pupa Rebbe, the Anmori Pupa, where he quotes that one time, where's Beryl? Shmuel Shmelkami Nicholsburg, the Nicholsburg, at one time on a Friday night, in his house, his candles blew out. His candles blew out, he was still in shul, and they called the guy to light the candles. And he comes home from shul after davening, and he can't see anything. He says, it's dark in here, what's going on? They're like, Rebbe, the candles are lit. He's like, I don't know, I can't see a thing, it's pitch black in here. What happened here? I don't know. So they said, oh, Rebbe, you know, like the candles went out when you weren't here, and the guy lit them. He's like, oh, now I know why I can't see a thing. They were lit for Isser. So he wasn't even makir the mitzius because it was Usser. So they say, Rebbe, what do you mean? So he says, Mefurish Gemara. What happened here in the Gemara? The Gemara said that these two rabbis didn't go into the house. When they didn't go into the house? It was mutter. Was built better. The answer is no. They felt it was a shemet. They weren't masig that it was a house. They weren't masig. It wasn't a house for them. Like the Nicholsburg, there weren't candles lit. Pirshalom ro sham bayis kilo nivneme olam shol hayucholam larosa. And what was the answer? How they just adam chashuv shiny. When you're a baal madrega, when you're on that level that you're an adam chashuv, you could be makir in the root of mitzius, in the root of realities that there's something wrong here, and therefore he wasn't makir that there was a house there, just like there weren't candles there. Okay, so we have dvar halacha and a dvar hashkafa. I don't know, so maybe it was an apadna, so maybe it means like a summer home, something like that. Right, it wasn't like a regular house, it seems. He was starting, right? Starting a new community, building a new bungalow colony. Yeah. Unbelievable. More chomer. Again, how can you have an Isser Malacha that's more chomer chalamoe than on Shabbos? Again, but this is the reason is it's a Durabanan issue, it's a Marasayan issue. So if there's Lamaisa, it's more Marasayan that Jews could get there on chalamoe. Right, well, we had Yadav could be more chomer than Shabbos if people don't take it as seriously. Right, we've had that. Base of that base.
So
in the Drabbanan, correct. This is a Marasayan issue. In the Drabbanan world, it would be more chomer.
And for the public guy, Rabbi, let's say the Reichman brothers building 10 miles away.
They said Reichman. Right, any Befarhesia would be a problem. Any Befarhesia could be a problem. Okay, let's continue. Oh, Adam Chashev. I just wanted to talk about Adam Chashev for a minute. So Adam Chashev Shiny. So if you look in, if you want to see a nice collection of this in the Encyclopedia Talmudis under Adam Chashev, it has 6 pages about Adam Chashev. There are 2 ways that Adam Chashev is used in Shas. There's a lot of examples. One is as it's used here, and that is even though something is Meikar Hadin Mutter, an Adam Chashev has to act on a higher level. That's one place where you have Adam Chashev. We're going to have a couple more examples today of that type of Adam Chashev. But there's another time. Sometimes you find there are halachas that are different for an Adam Chashev. And something might be more chomor or meko, like the din changes for an Adam Chashev. For example, we have in Yonat Yoma, where we have, there's a mitzvah of Heseba. Mitzvah of Heseba. So what does the Ramak, what does the Gemara say? In Isha Chashuva, in Sarah Heseba. Chashev women don't do a Seba. Chashev women don't do a Seba. That's not about because they have to be on a higher standard. Whatever that means. The Ramah quotes, all of our Nashim are considered Chashuvos. Okay, we're not going to get to Haseba now. But again, you see sometimes Halacha changes based on the fact that somebody is called an Adam Chashuv. An Adam Chashuv, in terms of Kiddushin, there are different Halachas, but there are different usages of Adam Chashuv. Sometimes Lakula, sometimes Lachomer. But the most common use of Adam Chashuv is, like our Gemara uses it, that something you make a redin is mutter, but we say, you know, better not, you should be on a higher level. The Meiri here quotes the famous Lashon of the Ramban, beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kadesh Asbachob Mutter Lach. You just sanctify yourself in what's mutter. And therefore, that's the point of an Adam Chashuv. That's how the Meiri formulates it. The Ritva has a different formulation. He says, people look at Rabbanim differently. People look at Adam Chashuv differently, and they judge you differently. That's why you have to be on a higher level. The way Rav Shechter always likes to say it is that whenever Amei Haaretz look at Rabbanim, they say, okay, the Rav is here. I have to be just under the Rav. I have to be just, I'm not kind of at the Rav's level. I have to be right under the Rav. So whatever the Rav does, I got to be right under. So if the Rav acts regular, what does with their Heter, so people are going to be right under him. So that's why he has to go a little bit above. So therefore, you know, to be able to get everybody else to be doing what's mutter. That's Adam Chashuv Shain. Okay. Weiter. Rav Chama Shara Lahu La Abun Guri Lebei Reish Galusa Lemeve Lahu Avitsa B'chol Demataya. Rav Chama allowed the table fixers of the Reish Galusa to fix the tables on Yehan Chalamoi. Amar, why? He said, Kivan to Agar Loka Shakli, since they don't take regular wages, they just eat when they're there. That's all. They don't get regular pay. They just eat when they're there. Shirshui Hu to come Sharshule Veleslan Ba. That's not considered regular work, and therefore it would be mutter. They're not getting paid. So the Meiri says, from here it seems that if anybody's working for you for free, and it's known that they're working for you for free, that would be mutter and chalamoid, because that's not considered regular avoda. And that's what if you look in the Meiri, he has this possibility, but then he says maybe not. Maybe the Reish Galusa is different, because everybody knows everybody does work free for the Reish Galusa. So I'm not sure if that would be different, but he has that possibility that we might see from this Gemara that any time work is done for free for you, it would not be a problem. Yeah.
Any kind of work?
Seems like, because then that's not really considered working for you. I wouldn't say working for you, doing it for free. That's why it's not really considered working for you.
So your neighbor could paint your house because you're doing it
as a favor? Right, maybe because somebody, their neighbor paint your house, according to this Deya. As long as, but he adds, as long as everybody knows it's mefursam that it's for free. Not everybody, if somebody's working at my house, no, it's not going to be mefursam. But if it's mefursam, it's public knowledge that it's for free, so therefore it could be okay. Tana Rabbanan, yeah.
But basic premise that you cannot work on Chalamoid is because it's for you, Tircha.
Right, for you. So we'll get to that. It might not just be an issue of Tircha, it might just be a zilzal of the Yontif. And if it's just a disgrace of the Yontif, any work shouldn't be done. But again, according to the Meiri, this is not a disgrace if someone's doing it for free for you. To honor Rabbanan, Makablik, Yibolos, Memoir, Lasso, Salachar, Moed, you're allowed to hire out a contractor or anybody else on Chalamoed to do work for you after the Moed. You know, you might get another job, so you're allowed to hire him out today on Chalamoed in order to work for you afterwards. Well, but Moed also, but he can't work for you on Chalamoed. What happens, Machlokas is showing him here, what if you hired him to work for you after Chalamoed, then all of a sudden, Punkti shows up on Chalamoed and he starts working for you. He wanted to get an early start. You told him to favorish not to. You told him to start after Chalamoid. You have to stop him. He started already. That's a Machlokas Rishon. The Nemuka Yosef here says, no, once he started, look, you did your best. You have no chiyuv to go and stop him. Basha Inkin, the Ritva here says, no. He says, no, you have to stop him. You have to stop him. And he quotes a Gemara from Masechta Shabbos where you might not have to stop. He says, no, he is different. Because here you hired him on Chalamoid. And he's working for you on Chalamoid. So in that type of case, you have to stop him. Even though you said beferish to do it afterwards, but you have to stop him. What do we paskin like? The Ramah quotes in Tafresh Mem Gimel, Taf Kuf Mem Gimel, like the Nemuka Yosef. Im Yasa Einu Yehudi Achagach Malacha, Shari. Hol the Hisne Imola Asosa Acharamoid. If you made the Tzai Dab beferish, you told him, do this after Chalamoid, so you did the best you can. You have no chiyuv to stop him, then he does. Obviously, you can't, no tricks. You have to say beferish that you can't do it on Chalamoid. Klal Shel Davar, now the Gemara has the general rule, famous line, Kol Shehu Ose, Omer Lanachri Veose, anything that you can do, you can tell a Nachri to do, a non-Jew, because Sheina Ose, Eina Omer Lanachri Veose. This is the makar for Amir La'akum, right? Anything that you can't do, you can't tell a Nachri to do. So it's Amir La'akum applies to Shabbos, to Yontif, and to Cholamoid. Cholamoid, Amir La'akum, yes. If there's an Isser Malacha on a Jew, then there's an Isser Malacha to tell a non-Jew to do it as well. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes, maybe it's connected to Alex's points. Aruch HaShulchan quotes, if the whole issue on Cholamoid is a Tircha issue, so why can't a guy do it? I gotta go. He's like, you're not doing any tircha. The Aruch HaShulchan, Tavkuf Mem Gimel, says, no, obviously there's something deeper than that. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Kivan de Ikara Tam, Shal Miskar Malacha, Ukadesh Shiyis Angu Besimchas Yantiv. The whole point of no Malacha is so that you're involved in Yantiv, that you realize it's Yantiv, you remember it's Yantiv, it's a happy day, Vyasku Batorah, and you go to the Shiurim, and you're involved in Yantiv. So then, whether you're doing it or your friend or your guy's doing it, either way, you're gonna have your mind on it. You're gonna go checking it out. You're gonna see what's going on. You're gonna be tarred. So therefore, there's the Aruch HaShulchan. There's the issue of Amir Lakam and Chalamoid too. We mentioned in the past various reasons behind Chalamoid, behind Amir Lakam. There are three given in the Rishonim. You know, Amir Lakam is Usser. Amir Lakam is just a Durabanan. On Shabbos, a guy could do malacha for me all day. I don't violate a daraisa. I can't violate an issa daraisa on Shabbos unless I actively do a malacha. Amir lakam is just a drabanan. Why? So there are Rashi quotes in Maseches Avodah Zarah that it's a violation of mimsochef secha v'dabar davar. It's halachically not Shabbistic. It's not just one of these hashkafically not Shabbistic. Halachically, it's a problem. It's a violation of mimsochef secha v'dabar davar. Your chafatzim should not be done on Shabbos like they're done during the weekday. One, Rashi at the end of Maseches Shabbos, so much talked about Rashi on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel, Rashi quotes that he is your shliach. The guy is your shliach, and shluch shalom kamoso. So it's as if you're doing it. Amazing, Chiddush, all the Achronim discussed, there's no shlichus for a non-Jew, there's no ain't shliach ledvar avera, many different questions on that Rashi. We'll discuss it again if we have time at the end. But number three, the Rambam says it's a gzera. The Rambam says Amir la'akim is because if he does it for you, you might come to do it yourself. The three ideas behind the general issue of Amir La'akam. Mimsoch Efsecha, Shlichus, or Gzeira Shema Yavo, you might come to do the Malacha itself. Again, the Nafkamin is between those three reasons, but that's Rashi and Avodah Zarah, Daf Tesvav, Rashi and Shabbos, Kufrin Gimel, and the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, we'll come back at the end if we have time. Tanya Idach, let's continue though. Mekablin Kibolus B'moed La'atoz La'achar Moed. As we just said, you could accept to do Malacha, you could get somebody, arrange with them in Chalam Oed to work after the Moed, Ubavad, as long as Lo Yimdod, Velo Yishko, Velo Yimne, Kederach Shosa Bechol. As long as you don't measure out and weigh out and count today as you do on weekday. I mean, you can't be so exact in exactly what you want it to do. You could generally arrange it and then get the details more after Yantif. Ta'anu Rabbanon, Ein Marbiyin Behem B'chol Shamoed. One is not allowed to mate his animals on Cholamoed. Rashi quotes that's Tircha Yaseira, to try to bring two animals together and mate them, so therefore you're not allowed to do that on Cholamoed. Kayotzibo, Ein Marbiyin B'Bechor V'lo B'Psulei Mekdashin. Any day, you're not allowed to mate a Bechor. Bechor is a karban that you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Kohen. Bechor, there's an Isser of doing Avoda, to do work with a Bechor. So not just physical work, it means even mating them, that's an Isser to do by Bechor. Emtsuli HaMikdashin. If an animal that you brought to the Beis HaMikdash became pasul, got a mum, so therefore you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to shear it, right? Tizbach, there are certain term that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to shecht it, but you're not allowed to work it, and you're allowed to do other things with it. So you know, this would be considered Avoda, so it wouldn't be allowed any day. Tanya Idach, in Rabbi Behemoth B'chol HaShamoed, one is not allowed to mate his animals on Cholamoed, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamora She Tava, Marbin Al HaZachar B'Shosh Lo Testanein, if you have a female donkey, She Tava, that is in heat, that's going to get sick if she doesn't have a mate, so then you're allowed to, because that animal gets sick and it'll be a Davar Ha'avid, if you don't mate that animal on Cholamoed. B'Shar Kol HaBehemoth, but others, no, others aren't as extreme. Machnisin Osan Labakrus, you just put him into the pen with other animals and let things happen by itself. But you're not allowed to actively play a role. Tana Rabbanan, other maisim with animals on Cholamoed, Ein Medayrin, Lo B'Shabbos V'Lo Yom Tovim, V'Lo B'Chol HaShamoed. The olden days, they used to, they might still do it today, when you wanted to fertilize your field, you just let animals go into your various fields every night. So you say one field one night, the next field the other night, and in that way the field would get fertilized. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yantif or Chol HaMoed, because that's considered working your land. V'im ba'u me'alei mutar. But what if non-Jews came with their own animals, with their, and they wanted to use your fields? Then mutar, you don't have a chiyuv to stop them. V'im asayinos, so you're not allowed to help them out at all in terms of their fertilization. You also can't give them a guard in order to watch their sheep for them. But what if they're not working for you, but it's known that you hired them for the whole week or month or year or Shemitah cycle, that's a big contract, 7 years, Messiah, so then you're allowed to help them, because it's, no, they're not doing, you didn't, you're not, they're not working for you for today. Well, most of them, show them in Arizona, and then you could even give them a guard to guard their sheep. Rebbe Omer, it depends. B'Shabbos B'Tov, if they work for you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to really pay them for that day. You could just ask for a favor back. B'Yontif, they could ask for a favor back. B'Yontif B'Mizonos, and Yontif, you could give them food. B'Moed B'Schar, Ulchalamoe, you'll be able to pay them because they're not really hired for that day. Rebbe Yosef, Hilchas Karebi. So the Halachas like Rebbe, this last line, that on Ulchalamoe only is the time that you could pay them for. Period. Okay. B'Chein. By the way, we have a blot and a half left to this parak, and then after that, it's all Hilchas Avelos. The last parak of Moed Katan is all of Hilchas Avelos. As I mentioned before, the rush in the third parak is 100 simanim. The source of almost every Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Avelos is our rush. So, Beis Hashem, we'll start that on Shabbos. Masnisa, next Mishnah. Mishaya b'yena b'socha bar v'iru avelo ones. If somebody has wine in their vat, and the it's going to get spoiled if the process does not continue, and all of a sudden the person becomes an avel, or some other ones happens, oshehitzuhu, or the workers tricked him. Like we had the last Mishnah was about olives, this is about grapes and wine. Same case. One's about olives and oil, one's about grapes and wine. Solely for Gomer Vagav Kadarko Divir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi again says you can do anything you want. It's Hutra. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oso Limudim B'Shosh Lo Diachvetz. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you could do whatever you have to do to prevent large financial loss so it doesn't become vinegar, but you're not allowed to do anything you want. You just have to cut your losses. Vitzricha says the Gemara, why do I have to have the same machlokas both by oil and olives and this Mishnah by grapes and wine? If I would have only had the first Mishnah about oil, maybe only over there Rabbi Yossi allows it, because by oil and olives there's tremendous financial loss. So therefore, that's why he would allow it. But by wine, where the loss is not so great, maybe he would agree to the more minimal heter of Rebbe Yehuda. That's why I need the second Mishnah. And if I only had the second case, maybe only over there Rebbe Yehuda has the minimal heter. But maybe in the first case, he would agree to Rebbe Yossi because it's such a large financial loss. So that's why I need both of them. Who is the one who says that you have to do a shinui by a davar ha'avid, a chalom ha'oed? Not like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says you can do everything straight. You don't have to do a shinui even by a davar ha'avid. We pass it like Rabbi Yossi that one doesn't have to do a shinui by a davar ha'avid. Says the Ritva, I have a tema gadola. Tema gadola, I have a big kasha. We spent, if you remember, it wasn't so long ago, in the daf, nothing so long ago. We had a week and a half ago, the beginning of the Masechta, that even for a Dover Ha'avid, you're not allowed to do Tircha Yisera. That was the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah about watering. You can't do, even for a Dover Ha'avid, you're not allowed to do Tircha Yisera. So ask the Ritva, how can we say Halacha Kreb Yossi here? You have to do the whole thing with the vats and the saving. It sounds like Tircha Yisera is mutter for Dover Ha'avid. So which is it? The beginning of the Masechta says it's not, and here it seems to say it is. So he says, Tema Gadola. I don't understand how you are allowed to do it. Tema Gadol. So what is his answer? The answer is that it depends on the Davar HaAvid. In the case that we had earlier, Davar HaAvid, you have a field. If you don't water it, so then there's a very good chance that there's going to be a major loss. So that's the kind of case that you have a Terem, but you can't do a Tercha Gadola. But if you have a situation already that's Vadai Mamish in front of you, the grapes are there, they're getting spoiled, the olives are there, that's more of a Karav Levadai Davar Ovid, and there you could even do Tircha Gadola. It depends if it's right in front of you, says the Ritva. Aval Batalash Ubershuso, Lixor Livsa, Kagarid, Upsedaso, Bari Mamish, Hilkach Mutter. So it depends on the level of Davar Ovid. Is it something right in front of you, or is it something that there's a good chance that will happen in your field? And we'll see that not every case, this is complicated, not every case is similar. You might have said that they're the same, but not every case is exactly the same, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute. So that's an important ritva on this line. Can I seal my barrel of beer on Chol HaMoed? Amalahu Sinai. Sinai Amar. Sinai, who's Sinai? Sinai is Rav Yosef. The Gemara at the end of Bracha says he was called Sinai because of his tremendous Bekiyas. The Sinai and Oker Harim. Oker Harim means somebody who has tremendous mind, who has kashas and terutzim. Sinai means somebody who with a vast corpus of knowledge. That's Rav Yosef as the as Rashi alludes to here. So he says Alacha Rav Yosef, and therefore you'd be able to seal your barrel. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Amar, Damar Rav Yosef Bacham, Rav Yishechem Yamar. Rav Yosef allows it by oil and by wine. Does he say it by beer too? The Gemara says, yeah, why not? Chamra, my time of why does he allow wine? Because there's a loss. Shechmanabi isle pseida. Beer also you'd have a loss. To Amar Abaya, because Abaya says, Amrliheim. Abaya's mother always told him, Shis Save Vishaya, Bibartim Nevaloshaya. A barrel of beer that's 6 sa'ah enclosed is better than a barrel of beer that's 8 sa'ah and not closed. So you see, a closed barrel is better, and it's a loss if it's not closed, so therefore, you're allowed to close it. Amar Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav, Hilchas Moed Ke Hilchas Kusim Bahalacha. The halachas of Chol HaMoed are like the halachas of Kusim. The Kusim were a bunch of people who kept certain halachos, who did not keep others. The halachas that they kept, they were very, very medaktik on. Very careful on those halachas. But there was no rhyme or reason to which halachas they kept and which they didn't. They could be very medaktik in halacha A, and they could not do at all halacha B. So says the Gemara, Hilchas Chol HaMoed are just like that. You can't compare them. You can't compare one to another. It's very complicated, and you can't be medam and milsa la milsa. Lamai Hilchasa, what does this mean? What's an example? Amr of Daniel Barkatina, Lomar Shehena Kuros Vein Lameda Zumizo. They are like barren women who don't have offspring that you could connect to them. So too, halachas of Chol HaMoed, if you get a heter in one area, you can't assume that there'll be a heter in another area. Every case has a different makeup, a Davar HaAvid, a Hefsid Meruba, Maisa Uman, there's so many Sarach HaMoed, after the Moed. So Chol HaMoed, the halachas have to be studied, and every shaila has to be asked separately because you can't learn from the other. The Amr Shmuel, just for example, the following. Shmuel says, Zoftin Bekuza, Vein Zoftin Bechavita. Rav Dimi Minarda Amar, Zoftin Bechavita, Vein Zoftin Bekuzta. Each Rav Shmuel and Rav Dimi have a machlokes. Which type of barrel can you coat the inside of the barrel? A big one or a small one? So they each allow the opposite. Mar Chayish L'Pseida, Mar Chayish L'Tircha. One of them says you could do the smaller one because it's less Tircha. One of them says you could do the larger one because there's more of a financial loss. So even in this case, you see, they have opposite opinions. So it just shows you that. But when it comes to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, one is not allowed to compare one to the other. It's just like Hilchos Kusim, that you can't compare one halacha that the Kusim keep to another halacha. Amar Abaya, a different line. Naktinan Hilchos Moed Ke Hilchos Shabbos. Chol HaMoed is like Shabbos. Yeshmein Patra Avalasar, Yeshmein Mutar L'Chadchila. Shabbos has three categories of halachas. Chayiv, Patra Avalasar, and Mutar. Chayiv means Daraisa, Patra Avalasar means Asa Durabanan, Mutar means Mutar L'Chadchila. So the Gemara says Chol HaMoed has the bottom two. Patra Avalasar and Mutar L'Chadchila, and in that way, it's like Shabbos. So again, this is one of the rayas that Chol HaMoed is Malach might be Durabanan. Again, there are four or five Gemaras, some point in one direction, some point in the other. This stands Mefurish. It leaves out the Daraisa category. This is a big raya to Tosfos against Rashi and the Rambam that Isser Malach and Chol HaMoed is Durabanan. The Karen Ora asks, what is Abaya adding here? So it's like Shabbos. The first day, we know, you're adding, saying, it's like the Kusim, don't compare and contrast. But what is this halacha adding? It's like Shabbos. So what chiddush is that telling me? It says the Karen Ohr, it's telling you that when it comes to Dinim D'Oraisa, this is really, Abai is really explaining the previous line. When it comes to Dinim D'Oraisa, of course you could compare and contrast them. Because the Torah has certain fundamental rules, and if there's a rule, you can say this rule applies elsewhere. The only reason that we said in the previous line that you cannot compare is because the whole thing we're talking about here is Durabanan, says the Karen Ohr. That's what this line is emphasizing. There is no category A of Daraisa. It's all Durabanan. In the world of Durabanans, you cannot compare. Durabanan say one thing here and one thing there. So the Karen Ohr says this line of Abaye is really explaining the previous line of the Gemara. Why can't you compare one halach of Chol HaMoed to the other? Because it's all in the world of Durabanan, and therefore it cannot be compared. Just to say, how would Rashi interpret this line? So he might say that no, it's the Rabbanan decide what's included in the D'Oraisa and what's not. So that's why you can't compare. Even Rashi the Rambam agree to that, that the Rabbanan in this case decide what's included in the Daraisa. So that might be what Abai is saying. It's still in the Rabbanan category in terms of definition, in terms of saying what's included in each halacha. And regarding that, it cannot be compared. Okay, that's an important Karen over. Rav Huna, chatzdu lei chatzdu b'mo'adaya. Rav Huna, his harvesters were harvesting his field. Okay, we got through half. Got to do it. On Chol HaMoed, they were cutting his harvest on Chol HaMoed. The Ritva says it wasn't ready before Chol HaMoed. It just got ready on Chol HaMoed. So that's why it was ready. They started cutting it. So, and he let them do it. Eisver, Rabbi Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Tochanim, but they asked him, how could you let him do it? Tochanim came up with Moed Lezorach HaMoed. B'shol Lezorach HaMoed Aser, you let a grind flour on Chol HaMoed for Chol HaMoed, but not for after Chol HaMoed. Anything that's needed for Chol HaMoed, fine. If it's davar avid, if it's needed for after the Chol HaMoed, you cannot do it. When do you say any of these heterim betlushin min hakarka? Only by things that are already detached from the ground. But if it's connected to the ground, the Ran says that's more of a mefursim type of malacha. If you're cutting down from the ground, afilu kulo avid aser. Even if you have a tremendous loss, you're not allowed to cut from the ground. So how could you, Rav Huna, allow your workers to do this? The Brisa verse continues, v'yim ein lo mayochal, if a person doesn't have what to eat, so then he's allowed to. Kotzer, u'ma'amer, v'dosh, v'zor, v'bor, v'tochein, all the lamates malachas, the sidur, the pas, you're allowed to cut and gather and thresh and winnow and separate and grind, u'bevach lo yadosh, but paros, as long as you don't use oxen. We'll get to why that is in a minute. But anyway, this is what they ask Rav Huna. So Rav Huna, how could you allow your workers to cut your harvest? Isn't it mechubar? And therefore it's asur. So Amar le'yichidahi velo sfir lan kavase. No, that price goes as a das yachid. Really, it's mutter. That price is a das yachid. Which das yachid? The Tanya as follows. Klal Amar Rav Shubigam Liel, Mishim Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says this chumra. Dover atalash min hakarka. Filo mitzaso oven mutter. If something is connected to, is detached from the ground, so then if half of it is going to get lost, then it's mutter to work on it. But if it's mechubar still attached, afilu kulo avid aser. If it's totally attached, even if it's all going to get lost, tough luck, says Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, that's where Rav Huna answered. That price is like Rabbi Yossi. I don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara. Exactly. He's so machmer here, even though the Mishnah we had, he's mekel. Is naked by that tovar avid. So this just highlights the fact that you can't compare cases. Those cases in the Mishnah, by the grapes and by the olives, he's so meko, by talush, by those cases right in front of you. And here by Mechubar, he's so machmir. But it just shows that you can't compare cases different shitas and Chol HaMoed. One second. The Rabbi Yossi, other Shabbat Paras. If it's like Rabbi Yossi, though, so why does he say you can't use oxen? Why can't you use oxen? Ha'amar Rabbi Yisabar Abba. We had earlier the statement by Rav Yossi, Man Tana Shini B'Moed B'Davar Avid Delok Rav Yossi. We just said before that when Rav Yossi allows you to work on a Davar Avid, you don't have to do it with a Shinoi. So why can't you use your regular oxen? So Amar Lecha Hachanami, you're right. Really, you can. Kiven to call Yom Alab B'Paras Daishi, Huidanam Alav Shinohu. Regarding Hilcha Shinoi, you could use your oxen. The only problem here, Rashi explains, is Avsha Milsa, meaning they make a loud noise when they work. So that's why you're not allowed to do it. But me, in nitty-gritty Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you would be able to use your oxen. Yeah.
Didn't we just say we pass like
Rabbi Yossi? We pass like Rabbi Yossi in that case, but not in this.
But as a general rule.
Not as a general rule. I'm saying Hilchos Chol HaMoed is very complicated. When do we pass? That's exactly the point of the Gemara before. We can't compare or contrast. In that halacha, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. The Ritva himself said that halacha is limited because there's a different types of Davar Ha'avid. And that's why every case in Hilchos Chol HaMoed has to be asked. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan, yeah.
The bird trap, you said, you couldn't make the
tether Machshiri Yochol Nefesh.
Is this
Machshiri de Machshiri? It says Machshiri, but this isn't Mitzad. This heter isn't because of Yochol Nefesh. I think this is heter because of Davar Ha'avid. Because maybe there's going to be a Ein lo ma yochal, so we'll get, yeah.
He's cutting,
so maybe, right, if it's ein lo ma yochal, maybe there are extra heterim. Even machshiri to machshiri would be mutter. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, fifth wide line. Tana Rabbanan, tochet meboi lezorach ha-moed, v'shol lezorach ha-moed aser, you let it grind for chol ha-moed, but not for after the moed. V'yim tochen mo'ozer ezem osir, what if you ground and you have leftovers? So it's mutter, it's okay. It's mutter to use the leftovers. Kotz denetz b'moed lezorach ha-moed, v'shol lezorach ha-moed aser, you let it cut the trees for chol ha-moed, but for after chol ha-moed is aser. V'yim kotz v'ozer ezem osir, mutter, and if you cut and you have leftovers, that's fine. Matil and sheikha b'moed lezorach ha-moed, v'shol lezorach ha-moed aser, same thing, you let it make beer for Chol HaMoed, and if for afterwards not, b'imhita v'hozer is a mutter, and if you had leftovers, it's mutter. Ubilvad shelo yarim, as long as you don't trick You don't say, yeah, I'm doing this for Chol HaMoed. And really, you have no intention of using it for Chol HaMoed, but it's after Chol HaMoed. The Meiri says, V'yareisa mi'alokecha ani Hashem. Hashem knows your kavanas. Hashem knows whether you're doing it l'shem Chol HaMoed and you have leftovers, or you're doing it for afterwards. V'ramin, hu matilin sheikha m'moed l'zarach HaMoed, u'bilva, sorry, I lost the place. U'shlol zarach HaMoed, asur, echa sheikha t'ram, v'echa sheikha sorim. You're allowed to make beer even, shalol zarach HaMoed, v'ava bi sheish lo yashan, sorry, only for Chol HaMoed, but v'ava bi sheish lo yashan, marim, shazim en achadosh. A bris says, you're allowed to be marim. Even if you have old beer, you want new beer, so you're allowed to make new. So are you allowed to be, do this harama type of idea? Tanoi hi, detanye marim b'kach, v'yosi v'yudar marimin, machlokas, whether you could do harama here. We mentioned in the past, there's a rush in Masecha Shabbos that says, lav kol haramos shavos. In the world of harama, quote unquote, tricking, or doing things a little under the rug, you can't compare. Some haramas are mutter, some are usser, some are mutter for a regular person and usser for an adam chashuv. This is part of the big discussion of selling one's chametz. Right? Some achronim say, how can you sell your chametz? Isn't that a harama? So it's not a harama, it's a bona fide kinyan. Again, it's a big sugya of different types of harama. We discussed this last, if you want to look back, in Beitza. Beitza, Yud Zayin, Tazvav, around those dafim, that's where harama came up, and we discussed that rush, that there are different levels of harama. Next. Rav chatzdu lechatzdu b'chod mu'adaya. Rav, his workers harvested his field on Chol HaMoed. Shama Shmuel ikpid. Shmuel heard about it and was very upset. Lema Shmuel ki yechidas virle. Did Shmuel hold like Rav Yossi? He was so upset, he held like Rav Yossi that he couldn't do the field. So, no. Lo, chatzdu d'chiti havi d'lavi pasid. No, he thought that it was no loss. He thought that it was wheat that would last till after Yantif, so he didn't have to do it today. Rav my time avid hachi. Why did Rav do it then? So why did he allow the workers to ein lo mayochalavi? He didn't have any food to eat. He didn't have anything to eat. Ushmuel nami shuma lo simu kame. Shmuel didn't know he had nothing to eat. So Shmuel didn't have anything to eat. So that's why he got upset. Or inami adam chashiv shiny. Or he was adam chashiv. Therefore he still shouldn't have done it. Ask the Ritva. He had ein lo mayochal adam what yamos barav? Ask the Ritva. He should die. Should die in hunger. So the Ritva says, that's his loss. Yomus Barav. So the Ritva said, no, he should have borrowed. He should have done it Pitsina. He should have done something. He still shouldn't have done it before Hesya. Again, Adam Chashev on the high level. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Nafak B'chumr Sada Medusha. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah once went out with a type of signet ring on Shabbos. V'ashdi Mayadachim Kfeil Arma. And he also went and he drank water that was warmed up by a guy. Shama Rav Ami Ikpid. Rav Ami was very upset at him. Amar Rav Yossi, my time Ikpid. What was he upset about? Imishum Chumr Sada Medusha. Was he upset that he went out with his signet ring, which was a kli shemalachto le'isser, a type of muksa, right? Was he upset that he did that on Shabbos? Hatanya Shirayim Anisama Tabosar Inkhol HaKelem Anitalam B'chatzer. Why was he shouldn't have been upset, because you're allowed to do that. It's like jewelry. It was a signet ring, but still, it's like jewelry, and you're allowed to wear that on Shabbos. So why was he upset at him? Was he upset that he drank hot water that was warmed up by a non-Jew? But we know the halacha is by Bishul Akum. We know that one of the three heterim by Bishul Akum is something that can be eaten raw. If something can be eaten raw, there is no isra Bishul Akum, because we assume that the guy's not really doing anything for you. So guy's allowed to make you a cup of coffee, as long as the ingredients are kosher. Why? There's no Bishul Akum. If you ask for a cup of hot water, there's no, because water can be drank cold. So what was he so upset about? So the Gemara answers, Adam Chashuv Shaini. An Adam Chashuv should not rely on the heter of Nechal Kamoshu Huchai. If you look in the Dog of Mervava on Yoredeya, he says we don't paskin this way. We don't paskin because look at the story. He obviously didn't listen. So we paskin, even an Adam Chashuv can be, rely on this heter of Nechal Kamoshu Huchai, but it's an interesting application that the Gemara has, at least in according to this opinion. Amrav Chanan Olam Arav, Kodzazan Dekal B'moed Avijin Azorachal Nesara Shalom. A person is allowed to cut down a tree on Chol HaMoed, even though he only needs a little bit of sawdust from the tree, he could cut down the whole tree. Why do Abaya? Abaya was very upset when he heard this psak. Ravashi Havile Abba Bishalnaya. Ravashi had a forest in Shalnaya. That's a place. Also, Lamiksei B'chol Mo'adaya. He wanted to go cut it down because he needed some wood on Chol HaMoed. Amalei Rav Shila Mishal Nailer Rav Ashi, my daitich. Why do you want to cut it down? What do you hold? The Kamar of Chananel Marav Kozam Deka B'Moed Avav Bishein Azorachal and Azor Shalo. Do you hold like that heter that you're allowed to cut down the tree even though you only need sawdust? Harleidalei Abaya, I got very upset. So how are you able to do that? Amalei Lo Shamuli Klima Lo Svirali. No. I don't hold of that. I don't hold of that Chomer. I don't hold of Abaya. Ishtamit Narga, so he went to cut down the forest anyway. Ishtamit Narga, Boyle Mifske Lashake. So what happened? He went to start cutting, and the axe head flew off, and it almost chopped off his thigh. Shaf gave a hadar asa. He says, oh, I guess I shouldn't be doing this. And he left. He went home. Period. Just to mention here, Menachem will do the last three lines tomorrow. Mentioned here, this is a major sugya, that if you pask in one way, and then there's a simin min hashamayim, does that affect what you do? The famous story of the Vilna Gaon. He tried to do Berchas Kohanim a few times. Berchas Kohanim, why is it in only Eretz Yisrael? It should be in Galus. A few times he tried to start Berchas Kohanim in Vilna. One time, the night before the shul burned down, the Torahs were stolen, all these crazy stories about what happened. So he took it as a simin hashamayim that he stopped. There must be that Berchas Kohanim should not be done in Vilna. Or another story, the Achronim quote, the Chassam Sofer once said, paskind, that you don't have to, if you usually wait 6 hours, which is Rova Poskim, you don't have to wait 6 hours after Fleishiks if you have a Shenas Keva. Let's say you go to sleep at night, but you only sleep for 5 hours, you wake up, you can have milk into the morning. Shenas Keva, digestion goes quicker, and therefore you don't have to wait 6 hours. We don't paskin that way. But anyway, that's what Chassam's over paskin. He woke up the next morning, made a cup of coffee, it spilled all over himself. So he took it as a Siman HaShemayim that, he shouldn't say that. And there are many other examples. So Rav Sternbach writes in a tshuva, in Tshuva's Van Haggis, this doesn't mean magic. They paskin one way. Ah, Siman, okay, I give up my psak. No, Chas V'Shalom, the Grub paskins one way. He changes it? No, so he explains it must be in all these stories, and there are more, that when a posse gets the Siman, they take it as a Siman to re-research the sugya, to re-research the topic. And then they might come out with a different maskana in the topic. It wasn't just magic, they stopped paskening, but they took it as a simon to re-research the sugya. So maybe that's what it means here too. So he took the axe, almost chopping off his thigh. Maybe Abaye is not so bad. Maybe Abaye is chumra, maybe I should re-research. And he went home to re-research it. But it's not dafka magic that he took it as a simon that he shouldn't do it. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem. Oh, wait, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Okay, thank you. As Hashem, my voice should hold out.